Hare Krishna. Pictures will be up of yesterday's parikrama. It was a very, very wonderful experience. In fact, a nice festival all day yesterday, concluding with bhajans in the evening, which I forgot to record. And it was very very nice weather, in that it was cloudy and cool, not cold, pleasant. So it was no problem of excessive sun. Right now it happens to be raining, and it's been raining excessively for the last hour. So it looks like today's parikrama is a washout. That doesn't mean we won't have it. It just means that we're going to have it in the camp, which coincidentally is not far away from Barshana, one of the most scenic and, well, not one, but the most exact replica of Boma Vrindavan's pastime place here. There are four hills that replicate Varshana, Brahma's four heads, as well as the nearby Vishnu Parvat, and there's a Shankari core, and a palace of Maharaj Vrishabhanu, and on each top of each of the hill, there are nice sitting places are made available for Radha and Krishna with a I can't don't know what it is in English, with very nice tree on each hill, and there's also a lake, a Krishna Kund, right in the center, a nice pathway. So I'm sure devotees who have been here in Yuvajadam will agree that it's really a miniature likeness of Barshana in Boma Vrindavan. But the rain's not going to permit us to go out, so we'll be in the tent, which is nearby, Prasadam tent, and be both speaking about pastime places and having drama. And it's those dramas yesterday that I was going to talk about. There was, of course, we went to Rasastali. First, devotees did parikram all around Govardhan Hill, and then came to Rasastali. And at Rasastali, then spoke some about pastimes. And we had two dramas. One of them was the lifting of Govardhan Hill, that lila. And that was, it was really wonderful. It was 15 minutes long. Devotees only prepared one day in advance. And then others from the audience were brought in spontaneously. And it was very, very good. It was very good in the sense that the Srila Prabhupada said that dramas can be better than his books. Prabhupada had said that once in New York. Better in the sense that although it's the same leela and the same pastime, but for both the actors as well as the audience, there's a spontaneous absorption. When we read, often we find our minds wandering, and it's not so easy to fix our minds on what it is that we're reading. And even when we're reading, then we're readers. But when these dramas take place, it becomes the nature of the drama is that for both the actors and the audience, and naturally draws them in to identify with the characters. Well, that's especially so for the actors, but also for the audience. And by identifying characters in the drama, then that's equivalent meaning equal to or the same as, or it is, actually absorption or smarna. A part of meditation is real deep absorption, and that real deep absorption means that we're absorbed in Krishna's lila. And by being absorbed in Krishna's lila, one naturally becomes very, very purified. So it becomes a very spiritual experience, a very dynamic experience. And it also gave variety to the mood of the parikrama. In other words, in addition to the walking and the chanting, and then the hearing the lila in the traditional way, dramas gave a different approach, and aside from that, it gave very much of a team spirit, a team feeling, in the way that, well, it's always like that. At least I see it with parikramas. Devotees are walking about in little groups, talking to their friends, and they sit in little groups, and it remains like that. It remains a gathering of many individuals and groups, but the parikrama, or at least the drama, was different. It gave the sense of bringing everyone actually together, really together in a common activity. You know, those sort of separate identities became broken down, especially when the actors brought in the members of the parikrama to participate in making make-believe offerings, to Govardhan Hill, to taking shelter under the Govardhan Hill that they'd made. It was very little Govardhan Hill, and that was really just a stretched out piece of cloth, and other samvartika clouds chasing around and throwing cardboard lightning bolts, and also the spontaneous nature of it really sort of broke down devotees' barriers, even better than if everyone was warned in advance and different people had different roles and identities, and then they could sort of prepare for that. This way, those who participated, they were sort of unprepared, and in that way it became a very spontaneous event, and all the other devotees who were watching, they were also very, very enthralled. So overall, it very much encouraged me to encourage devotees to do more and more of these dramas. Of course, we do dramas as a regular function, either on Sunday programs or other festivals. The children always do them. But that particularly is part of the parikramas themselves, and we'll be doing more. And then I asked two devotees, Mohan and Dwaipai Naprabhu, who are both sort of good actors, to give them a half hour while I taught to spontaneously do another drama. And then they did the drama of Madhavendra Puri finding Gopal and installing him on top of the hill. And they just worked it out on the spot. And that was also very good. They got a whole bunch of devotees involved, the villagers in digging out Gopal, and in then bringing their offerings of food and sweets and all kinds of milk products, once to Gopal, once he was installed on the mountain, and then glorifying and doing kirtan. That also came down very well. So today there'll be more of that. And to liven up and to give a different dimension and a different perspective by which devotees can enter into the lila of Varshana. Well, Varshana lilas. Varsha means shower. Technically, we're supposed to be referring to showers of nectar. Here, the showers of nectar are coming in the form of rain, but we'll certainly be enjoying both type of showers today, both nectar and rain, the nectar through hearing and the rain. Well, we'll try and stay out of the rain today. And tomorrow will be Krishna Kuntila, which means Gopeshwar Mahadev and Suryakund and other places associated with that. And if the weather permits, then there's supposed to be full-scale holi going on tomorrow. And not just throwing dice at each other, but actually drama, playing Krishna and the cowherd boys, Srimati Radharani and the gopis, and their verbal exchange, and also their exchange of colors. Hare Krishna.